G'day guys, and welcome to Aussie English. My objective here is to teach you the English spoken down under. So whether you want to speak like a fair dinkum Aussie, or you want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy Aussie English. So my name's Peter Smithson, I'm 32 years old and I create content online for English learners.
Pete's very annoying. No, I'll be honest. He's the most creative person I've ever met.
So I always wanted to be a scientist, and so I ended up going to Melbourne Uni and doing my bachelor's in science in zoology, my master's in phylogeography, and then my PhD in the phylogenetics of native Australian rats. However, I sort of decided it wasn't for me at the end of my PhD after 12 years of study at university. How's it going? Welcome to my house. Come on in. Let me show you around. I started doing that just in my spare time, originally to help people.
So I'll show you the studio where all the magic happens.
And then that kind of snowballed, and 5 years later, here we are where it's my full-time job.
All right, so this is the podcast studio. I sort of have my library here that I've been slowly building over time to try and get books about Australia, about English, about other languages as well, to sort of build my knowledge so that it helps me develop content that I can create on YouTube and on the podcast. I have this for summer. I have my calendar here, which I've just sort of set up, but I'm trying to get more organized. The Aussie English podcast is unique because it focuses on specifically Australian history, culture, and the language. So the basic idea is to help prepare people for coming to Australia and getting used to the language that's used here, as well as understanding a bit about our history and culture to get along with other Australians and really fit in.
G'day guys, my name is Pete. Today I want to show you the three types of Australian accent. Let's go. Today we're going to be talking about 50 different Australian slang terms you need to know. Let's go.
Aussie English at the moment, I think, gets about 10,000, a bit less than 10,000 downloads a day. So about 200,000 downloads, I think, total at a month at the moment, where it's slowly increasing, right? So it's slowly growing. In the academy, in the online academy I have, I've got about 500 students that have signed up. So they're all using the different courses, the academy or the podcast, in order to improve their English.
So the reason I guess I changed from being a scientist and becoming a content creator was that I definitely felt that with the podcast, I was getting that kind of reinforcement back from many more people than I think I could have ever helped if I had kept going in science. And then obviously being able to help people, you know, it's really satisfying, and you get a lot out of that because you get people thanking you quite a lot, and you get to see people change. You get to see people learn and apply what you teach them, or you help them understand or improve, and then improve their lives. So that was always really satisfying for me. There were a lot of difficulties when I first started the podcast. You know, you have to start from scratch. You've got no audience. You don't know what you're doing. You have to try different things. There's no one there to sort of tell you, like in a 9-to-5 job, this is what you need to do for the day. This is the exact path you need to follow. And so at the start, it was really difficult learning what was going to be helpful. And you had to ask quite often. And I think the success behind this kind of job or career, it really sits in being adaptable and being able to change and just try new things.
I love to be outside and just in the environment and sort of enjoying the great outdoors, and quite often it's You know, I can come out and think about work, I can come up with ideas, I can be creative whilst also being outside. So it's always good living near the beach and being able to come down here every day or whenever I need.
My advice to people trying new things would just be do it. If you're not pushing at the edges of your comfort zone, you're not growing, you're not learning. If you're not constantly pushing the boundaries and trying to expand yourself, your abilities, your skills, one, it's a pretty boring life, you know, if you sort of, you're comfortable where you are and you don't want to change. But two, you're never going to find out what you're truly capable of. So definitely take a risk. Don't be afraid to fail, for sure.